Justice Frazier noted that, quote, the war on drugs decimated her family and community, end quote. I believe that the war on this epidemic is also disproportionately devastating so many poor black urban communities. These same repercussions that affected Frazier's community in the 1980s are impacting hundreds of thousands of communities today. Children who are no longer attending school are deprived of necessary meals. Families who cannot make trips to food banks or who live in food deserts are starving. Thousands are getting laid off as their companies can no longer afford to keep them. And single mothers are helpless as they are stuck at home with children, unable to take them to the playground, feed them proper meals, or educate them properly. And just as domestic abuse rates skyrocketed as the war on drugs consumed families, these same side effects are occurring now, as abusive husbands are not working and thus trapped at home for days, weeks, and months. Those who are left home, bored without any work, are turning to drugs to handle depression and stay occupied during this period of social isolation, especially in poorer communities where drugs are already a central component of everyday life. By observing Frazier's photographs of her communities and understanding the impacts of COVID-19 in poor urban communities today, we can see that so many poverty-stricken and underprivileged families are undermined by the mainstream economy, are faced with environmental toxicity, are defenseless from the consequences of drugs and violence, and are suffering from strict social confinement.